Just a minute. Oh, it's you. Sorry, I didn't realize. What can I do for you? Oh, you know, we got something in that I think you might like. Well, no, it's not a book. You should know me better than that. I meant biscuits and tea, if you're agreeable. Something the matter? Oh dear. Right, well then we simply must sit down. No, no. You're not bothering me at all, my dear. Sit. I will put this down. Oh, I've always got a pot boiling. Go. Careful. It's hot. Now. What can I do for you? Nothing. Well, I don't want to pry. But you'd walk into my shop, so... wanted to see me. Oh, well, I... You are sweet. About, anything in particular? Oh, you're shaking. Can I take that back? The teacup, there we go. I just would hate for you to drop that. Have I done something wrong? Or may I presume that you came here to see me because you are upset? Thought being here would make you feel better. Well, I do certainly try to make sure the shop is cozy, I suppose. Myself, rather more than anyone else, but you know that you're welcome. As is Crowley. Did you... It's funny, having spent so much time around your lot... You'd think I would be more Well, I do understand the way that you work and all. Suppose I've not had a lot of direct contact with, crying people. No, that... you're not a bother. I could figure this out. I do like learning about and experiencing new things, and I'm a professional. Angel, that is. Not any sort of counselor. But you came here. You must feel as though either the shop or myself provide safety, comfort, perhaps. Oh, poor thing. I'm not really sure. What I have learned is that different people prefer different things when they are. That is to say, I don't want to make you any more upset. So perhaps you could tell me what you want and what would help. I can join you on that sofa, sure. Is this better? Ah. Do you perhaps want... When I said you could just tell me, I do mean it. Well, I am an angel. I'm supposed to do good. And helping you certainly is a good deed. Dear, may I presume that perhaps what you're trying to ask for is physical comfort? I know I'm not the sort to just go up hugging random strangers, but you're hardly a stranger and quite dear to me. And if it'll help, shall I tell you a secret? I'm told I give quite good hugs. Indeed. Well, that is the thing. I can't say I've hugged a lot of people. So, you can take a guess as to who the feedback is from. But don't tell him that I told you. Well then, would you like to come here? That's it. Now, you can tell me what's wrong. Oh, you don't have to. I like to think I'm wise. And I'm not cruelly. You don't have to fear that I'm going to punish or smite anyone who's hurt you. Wouldn't be proper. And a harmless prank couldn't go amiss, I suppose, but... Not that it has to be that someone's upset you, I understand that. Human minds come with all sorts of... I don't want to say problems. Peculiarities? What I mean is that some of you... your minds work differently, or you have different sensitivities. I'm not exactly up to date on scientific language, but you understand what I'm getting at. Right. There's nothing to be ashamed of with that, but that is to say, I understand if it's just no particular cause at all. Or I understand that that can happen, even though I myself haven't experienced it. I'm glad that you came here. That you felt safe to come to me. I'd like to think that I could be a good confidant. Well, that could be quite fun. Us having secrets. I'm getting away from myself. What are we going to do with you? We don't have to pretend to be strong, you know. We could have walked in here, sobbing. Not pretending to be on pot together. Not around me. I might not be the best at picking up on human emotions and subtleties, but I do care about you. Not that, you know, I'm supposed to have favourites, but you won't tell anyone, will you? You can stay here while you calm down if you'd like. Or as long as you want. In future, whenever you need a cuddle, I do hope you know you can simply ask. Now, I think I remember that rehydrating oneself after crying is quite important. Yes, so, the tea will be cold. Not that that's the best for rehydrating you. I don't tend to keep water here. I don't need to eat and drink. I simply enjoy certain tastes. However, the plumbing here does work. I have to boil water to make tea. So with tap water is fine. Right. And I never got the biscuits out. I'm ashamed as a host, right? You stay there. And if you want something, there's plenty of cushions and blankets. Do make yourself at home. I'll be right back. Right, there's a glass for you, and I have a plate with treats on it. Oh, I can sit back down next to you if you'd like. I wasn't doing anything all important. Just organizing new additions to my collection, cataloguing them, and then deciding where exactly they need to go on the shelves. I will say, I'm not much one for... normally for children's literature, but I do like having rarities and first editions and whatnot, regardless of whether I actually like the book. There's just something about, something special about it being, you know, the birth of a new story. Well, they're not all first editions. Some of them are simply rarer copies from being collector's editions or signed by someone. Being a copy that a particular influential person owned. Perhaps they annotated in it. I do have a few that are... well, I've simply hung on to for a long time. I suppose they call that nostalgia. Why do you ask? Oh, I would be delighted to read to you. We could have our own book club. I've never been in one of those before. Well, I did turn up to a few meetings. Turns out they all sort of thought I was bragging, and they mainly wanted to discuss what they liked about the book, and I apparently had, well, not so much about the knowledge of what the author had been like personally, you know. But, perhaps with just the two of us, they never wanted to pick the books that I'd proposed as their next read, but perhaps you would be more agreeable. Well, since it's your idea, I suppose you can choose first. Or if this is just a comfort thing. Certainly don't mind reading to pass the time. So, what were you hoping I had a copy of? What do you take me for? Of course I do. Let me go and find it. Here we are. A first edition. Of course. One of only 23 copies known to man. Oh. Well, this is the 24th, but haven't told anyone else. This one's mine. Published in 1865. Well, you see, they were recalled important first. Yes. That's why there's so few known left. About 2,000 or so copies were printed. 50 advance copies sent to the author. But the illustrator, John Tenniel, was not happy with the quality of the printing of the images, the illustrations. And so, they recalled the entire lot. He even asked for the advanced copies that he'd given around to friends and family to be returned to him, and presumably destroyed. But, of course, certain copies survived. So, well, that's proven right here. Shall I sit back in my seat? And if you want, you can lie down. Take a nap if you wish. Must have had a tiring day. I think crying can take a lot out of you. So I've heard. I have to be careful. Let's see. Any particular place you'd like to start? In case you have a favourite part. From the beginning. Alright. Chapter 1. Down the rabbit hole. Alice was beginning to get very tired of sitting by her sister on the bank, and of having nothing to do. Once or twice she had peeped into the book her sister was reading. But it had no pictures or conversations in it. And what is the use of a book, thought Alice, without pictures or conversations? So she was considering, in her own mind, as well as she could, for the hot day made her feel very sleepy and stupid, whether the pleasure of making a daisy chain would be worth the trouble of getting up and picking the daisies, when suddenly a white rabbit with pink eyes ran close by her. There was nothing so very remarkable in that. Nor did Alice think so very much of it, of the way to hear the rabbit say to itself, oh dear, I shall be too late. And when she thought it over afterwards, it occurred to her that she ought to have wondered at this, but at the time it seemed quite natural. But when the rabbit actually took a watch out of its waistcoat pocket and looked at it and hurried on, Alice started to her feet. For it flashed across her mind that she had never before seen a rabbit with either a waistcoat pocket or a watch to take out of it. And, burning with curiosity, she ran across the field after it and was just in time to see it pop down a large rabbit.